A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows suicide rates in the United States have increased by just under 25% between the years 1999 and 2014. But studies show that Orange County has seen it worse than most areas, with an increase of 45% during those years, which is the biggest jump of the U.S.'s 20 most populated counties. Obviously, that is causing a lot of concern among local leaders there. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the reaction, I should say, about these numbers from Orange County and suicide rates?
Obviously, a lot of shock. In Orange County, we try to pretend or we try to portray ourselves as being ever happy. We have the sunshine, we have the coast, but the reality is far more dark, and these figures prove it. I mean, 45% increase, that is pretty huge. But in some ways, I would also argue it's not that surprising because Orange County, of course, suffered a lot of financial destruction during the Great Recession, which coincides with the years that this study surveyed.
Do we have any understanding, Gustavo, about what's going on? What's happening in Orange County that's different from other places?
There are a couple of factors very unique to Orange County. First of all, it's a concentration of wealth. You make a lot of money, but you also lose a lot of money easily. And so a lot of people who did lose their house or their business during the Great Recession, that's one factor. Another big factor has been prescription medicine, the opiate scandal that's been all across the United States. But here in Orange County, there's been a lot of overdoses. There's been a lot of, intentional and not. There's been a lot of prescription, just scandal going on, especially in South County cities. And then the other interesting factor, this is something, again, that goes nationwide, but a lot of the people who have been committing suicide are working class or middle class white males, of which, of course, Orange County historically has had a lot of them. So those are the people who seems to, in Orange County, even more exacerbated than the rest of the United States.
This is not only a human issue, which is obviously most important here, but it's also a money issue. How much does it cost the county to deal with this kind of tragic issue?
The Voice of our OC, the great nonprofit online news agency, they crunched the numbers and they said every single year, $60 million is spent by people, by the taxpayers, by the government to try to, and this is just for attempted suicides, not let alone actual suicides that happen. So this is where the Orange County Board of Supervisors now, they're actually considering to have a special hearing on this rise of suicides. They're going to call in the county's healthcare agency, Board of Supervisors, and of course, nonprofits and just doctors and therapists to get together and say, what can we do to stop these high suicides in Orange County?
Is this just an OC issue? Or are we talking about cities in Orange County as well? Some of the bigger cities, obviously Santa Ana or Santana, as you call it, Anaheim, the other places.
Yeah, actually, it's very much a wealthy city issue. Santana actually has a lower level suicide because one of the interesting things that came out in this report, that Latino males are 5 times less likely than white males to commit suicide. Asian Americans, I think, 3 times less likely. So you're seeing more of this happening in cities like Mission Viejo and Rancho Santa Margarita, again, where you keep up these appearances that everything is fine. Meanwhile, people are hiding secrets that sometimes unfortunately get to them and they end it.
Historically, Gustavo, how has the government there in Orange County been criticized for this? Have people, lambasted them for not devoting enough resources?
It's almost impolite to criticize a county for not doing more, but a lot of healthcare advocates has specifically gone after the county for not having enough resources when it comes to hotlines, when it comes to beds, beds in not mental institutions, but psychiatric wards and stuff like that. And the county, to its credit, specifically Supervisors Andrew Doe and Lisa Bartlett, they're saying, yeah, that has been the past. Let's talk about now. Let's definitely do something together.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.